Now will you all rise for the President of the United States of America.
Everybody, relax. Everybody out there. Oh, you in back. Sir, please. Yeah, you. Secret Service man. Yeah, can you pull down that screen I have back there? I have a special presidential screen. Please pull it down.
Sure thing. There you go, Mr. President.
Now you over there. Hand me that presidential control. Thank you. Now let me finish my game before we get to this. All right. Fourth and goal on the 2-yard line. Oh, Mahomes again. Mahomes again. He outran me. Dang that Mahomes. Dang you, Mahomes. All right, now everybody, we gather
here.
Here's
your beer.
Oh, thank you. I almost forgot about the presidential beer. Let me, thank you there. Now everybody, relax, sit down, everybody relax. Now we're all gathered here for this little presidential address, just to let everybody know out there, yes, we are all aware that things in America can get bad at times. And yes, things can get sad in America. But don't worry, everybody, there's a solution. And I am here to give you that solution. National Toby Keith Day. Yes, everybody, we are gonna make it every Tuesday after President's Day. The new holiday, everybody, and that's all I called everybody out here for. So enjoy your cheers and peace out.
Sir, bless the audience. Bless the people, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, let me come right back. I'm okay.
Sir, are you okay?
I got it. There it is. And God bless America, everybody. God bless you and God bless America. All right, everybody, have a beautiful day and don't forget to have a Monday morning crack.
Sir, that's the wrong way.
Whoa!
Happy President's Day from the Runner and Gunner podcast. Video game.
Monday morning sips!
And a good day to you, and happy Monday. It's a wet Monday if you are in Southern California in the Los Angeles region.
It is very wet, everybody. Be careful.
Drive slowly. Remember to turn your headlights on. And remember to just, take your time. There's no need to rush because that's when you might hydroplane. And you don't want to do that in this dangerous city where there's a lot of people trying to get where they got to go.
Yes.
This beautiful
Everybody, be
morning.
Careful. Enjoy this Monday morning. I know there was some military airplanes and helicopters flying over the skies of America weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody, just be careful. Pray to God that he saves our country.
And keeps us safe.
We hope you had a great weekend.
Insane.
We know that you sipped a lot.
We let a rocket off in California this week. And it was visible, I believe, during the week. But I didn't see it, but I heard that we did let a rocket off going into outer space. I think it's another one going towards the moon.
Yes,
the dark
everybody.
Side or the clear side. Nobody knows.
All right, everybody. It is Monday morning.
Monday morning.
February 26, 2024.
The 26th.
It is the Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
Of the family.
We are changing. We are growing. Sorry we haven't been around the last couple of weeks. But like I said, we are learning how to do podcasts to bring the most optimal experience of podcasting available
to you guys out there.
The
and
audience.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're creating. That's what our content is for. It's for you guys so we could keep them updated on the latest, greatest information and as well as entertained too while they drive to their destination. Because we're trying to keep them safe as well as happy, as well as sane, as well as positivity. And we're growing. As Gunner just said, we're growing and our podcast is getting better every week and every day as well. So we're just trying to keep you guys informed with all the good stuff from the Runner Gunner video game podcast. So
yes,
happy
everybody.
Monday.
You know, you wake up in the morning, you're tired, you're hungover, you got to leave the house at 5 a.m. Your kids are going to get taken care of. Hopefully that's what's on your mind. But then you brew yourself a nice cup of coffee, put it in your favorite mug, hop into your car and drive down that road while you play
the Runner and Gunner
video game podcast on your radio, through your phone, America's favorite podcast.
We're out there. We're ready for you guys. And guess what? We know you guys
Tune
are
in.
Ready for us. And every Monday on Spotify, you could catch us there. That's where we will be. That is our nesting. Plus, we don't only nest there, we nest all over. We explore.
Yes, everybody.
The land.
We are the self-proclaimed America's favorite podcast. And we really are, because think about it. We're like one of the only podcasts who loves America, who loves our home, who talks
America.
Good about America.
Where we live.
The
Why
country.
Are you gonna hate where you live? Where you come from and where you live is where you're going to be and where you're going to stay.
Yeah.
So why do you want to trash your own home? Do you go home and throw your trash and take off your clothes and throw them on the floor and take dumps on your carpet?
Yeah.
I don't think you do that.
I don't think you do that.
There may be some crazy
smash
folks
all the
out
windows
there.
And then start cussing at everybody in your house and say that you ruined the home.
You don't
and
do that.
Say, I'm going to leave if someone else comes in this house. But then you just go in your room and you stay there anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You do
leave
that?
Leave your door wide open to all the animals.
No, of course you don't.
And all the nasty things can come in. All the crows and pigeons and the slugs.
Yes.
And, you know, all the infestation could come in
so
and
please
take
don't
over
hate
your
home.
Don't do that.
Please don't. Please don't hate your home. If I was from Brazil, I would love Brazil.
Brazilian booties?
If I was from Italiano.
Italiano.
I would love Italiano.
Italiana booties?
And Caprese salads. If I was from Argentina.
Oh, man.
I would love Argentina.
Argentina.
And if I was from Germany, I would love Argentina.
German!
Everybody out there.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to our hermanos in Germany.
Let's get
Hello,
Germany.
Our German
you
brothers.
You are our friends.
Hermanos of Germany.
You hermanos.
You know what? Cheers to Germans right now.
Cheers to
Germans.
And that's for all the ale they have let us drink. Because
they
are the ale men, and they really know how to do it.
Yeah, see, there are real men out there. They don't mess around. They
so in Germany,
tell
they have
their girls,
a strict
we are men.
Code of brewery. You know, you got to follow the strict. It says it on the German products, like German
beer.
Oh,
that's right. You got to go by their
the
rules.
Strict German standards
of, making,
of brewing.
There are certain rules, and if you don't follow them, then they won't even let your beer get in, you know, publicized to the world. As a matter of fact.
That's why their beer is so delicious.
And it is. And you see, they could fake it here. So you got to watch out for those fake beers. Like, I'm not going to name any names of fake beers, but there are fake German beers that are made in the United States of America that do not go by the German code. And so that's why they taste so differently coming from our hermanos in Germany than the German fake beers that they make in America that claim are German, but it says inspired by Germany beer. So that doesn't mean it is actual German.
It's not
it means,
German. It's like German flavored.
Inspired,
Yeah, it's German hints. They use like maybe the code that Germans use to, you know, brew their beers.
But it's not 100% crafted.
But it's not.
The way it should be.
Because their hops are brewed in the Black Forest of Rothaus, Germany.
Rothaus.
You know, and so that's why Rothaus is the Runner and Gunner video game podcast beer of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Because their hops are not brewed here in America with American soil.
That's
you can
right.
almost taste
the difference.
Germany in their beer.
It is a little taste of Germany, and they do make them in little tiny cottages and little huts.
Yeah.
And they have the little brewery, and they do it with a wooden spoon. And
it's all about the wood.
Super sanitized. Everything
air,
clean.
Everything. Yep.
Wood chips. I mean, they do it with wood chips burning, and they don't do it with no machinery. It's just man-made, real old school, old fashioned.
Think about
the real way.
All the smog in
the old
air
recipe.
Of California. All that smog's going into your beer that's brewed here.
Not
in California.
Only that, the metal from, you know, all the.
Yep.
They use. It's
all the
different.
California
all the,
metals.
All the metals and all the.
They're using
all the
strict wooden standards,
yes,
you know, and you
with
know,
the wooden,
barrels.
With the big old ore and,
you know.
You know, things like that. Big spoons, and they got test tasters before they actually even release the beer.
All right, everybody.
So it's crazy.
So
good
it's Monday morning. Have a sip of coffee. Hopefully, you're drinking a nice hot coffee.
Mm-hmm, something
it's
warm.
Raining. Hopefully you got your sweaters, you know, before you get out the door.
Get your umbrellas.
Kiss your wife, you know, be safe. Hit up some gas. Hit the gas station up. Get yourself a Bavarian cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for
Sounds
breakfast.
Sounds delicious.
Mortal Kombat 1 Peacemaker is coming to the roster of Mortal Kombat 1. If you got that game,
that
Running Gunner,
good.
We reviewed it. We said that Mortal Kombat 11 was
11, better.
It was much
a little
better.
Yeah, a lot better, yeah.
A lot better.
The truth is, the story mode wasn't that great. Unless they still got a chance to, they still got time also actually to improve this video game. So they got time, and there's a chance out there that it still could pass up MK11. But Runner and Gunner, we agreed that 11 was 11's much
better.
Than
it's a little more complicated too, so which makes it more fun as a next gen game. They made a part Mortal Kombat 1. They made it just a little too simplified, and the graphics were a little dulled down. And then they replaced it with this story that really nobody cares about.
Yeah, not too many people are keen to it, and nobody cares about the dumb cutscenes. Like, who cares?
Nobody cares.
How many Mortal Kombats have been out, released, like, on Paramount and all these big MGM Grand, like, all these big name studios have already released so many Mortal Kombat movies already, and why even do the cutscenes?
Audience out there, do you agree? Do you like the cutscenes in Mortal Kombat 1, or are they a little too much?
Too much, yeah.
And also, do you like the characters in Mortal Kombat? Are you willing to follow the characters in any video game that they make?
You know what they should really do is make each character have an individual story, so that means the whole game could open up to something else. Because you just follow the story that they want to give you, that they want to feed you, and you just do their story. But if they could give you options, like one character has a full story, and you got options of which route you want to go. You want to be the good character? Do you want to be the bad character? The whole story changes, but for each individual character, they don't want to take their sweet time to make this.
Like WWF No Mercy.
Exactly, and it will take years.
It would take
and
years.
Lots of man work and manpower and overtime hours.
I've seen the behind the scenes of this game, and all they pretty much did was just scan everyone in. Mm-hmm. And for the cutscenes, all they did was pretty much scan the actors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a very lazy way to make a video game.
Yes.
And when you're creating, because, you know, video games aren't art, but they're not, you know. It's like, it's a game. There's supposed to be math and mechanics.
Yes.
Like Chinese checkers or chess.
And they're supposed to be complex, but not too complex to where it's unbeatable.
Yeah.
It should be complex.
Like a real complicated game should be like learning chess.
Exactly.
But all these new games, like this Mortal Kombat 1...
are helping you with the SATs, you know, put puzzles together, something like that. It's kind of like
they went from the chess that Mortal Kombat 11 was, and then they took it to checkers and just added a bunch of CGI cutscenes.
So what are you saying, Gunner, that the developers of this game got lazier as the game got...
Yeah.
The more the series grew, the lazier they got?
I think the precedence of Mortal Kombat 11 allowed them to simplify it, and they did it in a little too extreme of a way.
So they did get, that's pretty much what it sounds like. They just kind of, so what was the big news again? Let them know one more time so they don't forget the reason why you brought up MK1.
Oh, yeah, it was Peacemaker. Because Peacemaker is coming out. Audience out there, are you interested in this?
And that is really hot news. And speaking of hot news, we know everybody loves hot stuff out there. A lot of you lovers of spicy foods are really into it, because I love spicy foods.
Tabasco,
I love salsas, and I love all these kind of different sauces. But this is strictly about
you just can't get the hottest taco sauce, but at an authentic Mexican
restaurant. Yeah, you can't do that, because those are different kind of handmade. We're talking about the factory made good stuff, the little drip drips, and all that good stuff. So this is the top sauces in.
Oh wait, before we go, I just want to tell you, for Mortal Kombat 1, bringing it back, audience, they should film actual movie and insert it into the game. That would make it a little more interesting, I think.
That would make it great.
You know, Runner Gunner and I, we always talk about that, inserting actual movie into a video game like they used to.
They should.
And anyways, continue. We'll get back onto that. But anyways, let's hear what you were saying again, Runner.
Now back to the segment. Red,
hot
white,
sauce across the country?
Spice. So, let's see. We're talking about hot
red,
sauces.
White, and spice.
We're talking about the spices of the whole America. And these are the ones that, from polls all around America, that they have picked who likes what and what likes who. So, on the West Coast, it looks like it's mainly Tapatio. California and Nevada, of course, pick Tapatio.
Of course. I'll take some Tapatio right now. Cholula. I'm not even eating anything.
Cholula and Colorado and Arizona likes Valentine.
Just like looks a young like girl should.
All the South, including Louisiana, Texas, Georgia,
Texas and
all
Louisiana
them.
Like the same hot
Louisiana
sauce.
Louisiana hot sauce. That's what's popular over there.
Makes sense, huh? Cajun.
And then when you get closer to the New Yorks and the Connecticuts and the Maines, you got Frank's Red Sauce. And it's good.
Oh, man,
it's
that's good, that commercial, remember? This stuff's made in New York City. It's like Frank's Hot Sauce. Of course, that ain't even hot sauce, New York.
And then you head down the southeast, you know, about more like towards Boston and Philadelphia, you got Texas Pete's. And I don't know why Texas didn't pick Texas Pete's. Texas, for some strange reason, picked Louisiana's Hot Sauce, and that's kind of weird.
I know.
Yeah, it's weird.
They didn't choose Texas Pete's?
They didn't. Texas didn't choose
Who
Texas.
Who chose Texas Pete's?
It looks like Philadelphia, Boston.
Oh, it makes sense because that's
Texas
what
Pete.
That's their idea of what a hot salsa is. It comes from Texas, and that's why they call it Texas Pete.
Yeah.
Little did they know that even Texas don't eat their own hot sauce.
And the crazy thing is, in the Midwest, it's so mixed. Like, there's about six different brands of sauce.
Name them all
sauce.
Real quick.
I can't even see them all.
You didn't even know. Well, either way, California.
It's a bunch of different ones. Spanish Gardens. I never heard of Spanish Gardens, but I guess it's really popular.
Valentina's. Oh, look at Valentina's.
Valentina's is Arizona picked.
I love Very Valentina's.
Good one. Yeah, that's good too. Valentina's only Arizona, and Crystal is Florida's, and then in Alaska, super cold Alaska. Yes, they pick Franklin's too.
Same paste, big and chunky salsa.
Oh, don't forget Hawaii.
Paste is made with big chunks of tomatoes, onions, and peppers.
Perfect for dipping.
By folks in San Antonio.
You know what salsa should taste like.
Well, this stuff's made in New York City.
New York City.
Jake, it's time you switch brands.
Oh, and they man. Branded him, but they didn't show him.
There it is.
Poor Jake. Jake better get a stick and jump over them.
Yep.
Well, hopefully Jake survived that branding.
Hopefully Jake survived that branding, because this stuff's made in New York City.
New York City.
Jake, you must die.
Let me grab my stick and jump.
Jumpity Jew. I'm a jumpity jump.
You can't catch it if you can't catch me. And so, yeah, so that's pretty much. So it's pretty much between Tapatio, Cholula, and Frank's Red Hot are the most popular. And Louisiana hot sauce. Those are the four top ones of the whole United States.
Let's ask the audience again.
You could reorder them however you like.
And we'll post it on Instagram. Audience out there, what is your favorite salsa? You know,
or
is
hot sauce.
Is it rare? Is it commercial? You know, is it Frank's hot sauce?
Because we have tried some deadly sauce before, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh God. Oh, don't do it. There's some stuff out there.
If you go to those shops,
that could jack up your stomach.
Some shops like in Arizona or like across like the freeways. And Barstow and things like that, gift shops, novelty shops, they serve all the salsas in the world. There's like some shops.
They have special shops just for salsa. And also World's Market, too.
Alien
World Market
Jerky
has
too,
a
right?
bunch of that stuff.
Yeah, World's Market.
And Alien Jerky has a lot of stuff like that. But they have some of the hottest jerky I ever tasted in my life, too.
All right, everybody.
Alien Jerky's good.
It's cold out there. Get your salsa on, you know. Think about what you want for dinner tonight.
Salsa.
What you're going to feed the kids or what your honey boo is going to make you.
Yeah.
Just remember it. Pick a salsa, go with it.
So, everybody, coming up, we got the new segment, which is talking about rappers in video games.
Yes, we do.
So, we're going to talk about rappers in video games.
We're going to be talking about rappers in video games. It happens. A lot of rappers are in video games, in case you didn't know.
What happens at the Toby Keith Parade after President's Day? The day after President's Day, we're going to talk about that. And a whole lot.
Oh, wait. So we got a Suicide Squad.
Oh, that's right.
Kill the Justice League. It's a flop. You know, and we just finished the game, the Batman series, Batman Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3, and now this one. And things aren't looking good for, Gun Studios? No, that's Jason.
No, that's Jason, yeah. The other one. Not Bethlehem, is that? Bethlehem or whatever it's called? It's not that one. What's the name of the creators of Suicide Squad? Producers.
Gunner. Rocksteady Games.
There we go. Thank you, producers.
Thank you. Rocksteady Games. Yeah, they're not doing so good. You can now buy your very own Sheikah Slate from Zelda Breath of the Wild. It's actually
Wait a minute. I have no idea
now.
What that is. So can you please explain to the audience, since I don't even have a clue what that is, can you explain to the audience what a Sheikah Skate is?
So in Breath of the Wild, it's kind of like, essentially, it's a Nintendo Switch.
It's a slick cheapskate.
It's a Link's Nintendo Switch, but it comes in like a slate, like this picture right here.
Okay, so it's like a weird eye with a weird...
And so I'm guessing you just put your pad in there. You put your pad in. It's just a case.
Looks somewhat like a cheese grinder with the eye in the middle and a bowl.
It looks like a cheese grinder, but like with the eye.
And a bowl.
And like, what's the bowl that you crush your salsa in?
Oh, the Mexican bowls. Yeah, the ones that I made out of cement. You crunch and crush your peppers. And
yes.
Get some fresh salsa. We were just talking about salsa.
Yeah, everybody out there, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. The second installment in the Final Fantasy VII remakes for the PlayStation 4 and 5.
Yeah. It
is coming out in April this year.
Get ready, everybody.
So get ready. It's going to be good. I saw the previews. You get a bow, you know,
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Heavy graphics, you know, PlayStation 5.
No Runner Gunner, we're gonna have to do a review of that as soon as it comes out. All right. We'll be the first to get it.
But yes, we are. Rappers and video games. When we come back,
commercial breaks
that we do just to entertain you, just so we can laugh.
The Toby Keith hoedown parade, and don't pick her up.
We are the Monday Morning Show, everybody. Remember to tell your friends about us. Tune in. Go ahead and follow us on that Instagram. Look us up, the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast or the Runner and Gunner Show. Check us out. We'll be posting weekly now. We're getting serious about this stuff. So go out. We want your feedback. We want to know what the audience thinks about us.
Yeah. And if you have any suggestions, comments, whatever you want to say, you know, you want to talk your mess, you want to talk your good mess, bad mess.
Have a conversation. Come on down.
And we will reply to every single one of you, too.
Yeah, you know, the Running Gunner, we're here for you. And this is the Monday Morning Podcast. This is the only Monday Morning Podcast in existence. Go ahead and check the time codes. But we're here for you. Everybody, we want you to have a great Monday morning, because if you can have a great Monday, then you can have a great life. All right, everybody, that is it for this
part side of the
commercial break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going
to
come back.
Sponsors.
All right, everybody.
Sponsors.
And we're going to be talking about rappers and video games.
Rappers and video games.
And a whole lot more after these commercial breaks.
Renegade is sponsored by Lay's Potato Chips.
The saltier they are, the better they taste.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups during Halloween. I want to suck your cups.
And also by Hilton Hotels. If you want to slam your head on a nice, cushiony, soft pillow, then choose Hilton Hotels. Paris Hilton is included. Also, Nikes. We want to run. You want to fly. You don't need to drink Red Bull. What you need is a nice pair of golden arch Nikes.
Mention Runner and Gunner and get a 50% discount at your local Nike store.
Oh, man. This crowd sucks. And so does this concert.
It's boring, right?
Why did I even come?
Well, hey, I got some Coke. You want to try some?
You got some Coke?
I got some Coke right here.
Heck yeah, I'll have one.
Here you go.
Oh, man. It's cold still. Thanks, buddy. Coca-Cola Classic.
Refresh your thirst.
Refresh your thirst. Coke. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Runner and Gunner here.
It is Runner and Gunner here, and we just want to tell you guys that we're here every Monday morning for you. Every Monday morning, we're going to be right here for you, and we're going to be having this podcast, and we're going to be showing you some news, having a good time. It's a video game podcast, so be prepared that what we mostly talk about is video games, but that's what you love us for. Remember, we are the Monday Morning Podcast. We have news, reviews, entertainment, good jokes, and good family-friendly entertainment.
It's informal, it's intelligent, it's intellectual, and it's entertaining. So tune in to the Runner and Gunner Show every Monday morning.
Monday Morning Sips, everybody.
Happy Monday, everybody out there.
Good morning.
Enjoy your morning. And don't forget, it's leap year!
Yes! There is a leap in this year. February 29th is this week, everybody, on Thursdays. Be prepared. Hopefully you're having a baby.
It happens once every 4 years. And Gunner's right. If you do have a baby on the 28th or 29th? 28th. On the 28th.
On the 29th.
29th, my bad. If you have a baby on the 29th, then your baby will only be 4 years old when he's actually 20. 420! Okay. But anyways, that's the truth. So,
Yes, it's true. So have some babies that don't grow, everybody. Have a good Monday morning.
All you leap year babies, shout out to you guys out there.
Look, we want you to have a sip of your coffee. We want you to take a good, deep breath. Think about all the wonderful things you're going to do. Think about all the habits that you're going to stop, the bad habits, I mean. Think about all the good habits that you're going to create.
Or keep.
Think about your future. Think about your desires. Write them down on a piece of paper. Write 20 of them down. Pick the best one.
And yeah,
go after it.
Speaking of all those desires and everything, a lot of these rappers had desired to be in a video game, part of it, a video game, or even create their own video game.
It's true.
And because when you're a rapper or you're an entertainer, you just want to be part of the entertainment world in whatsoever way you can.
Yeah, rappers and video games have been happening since.
Exactly.
SNES with Michael Jackson, who like not, he's not a rapper, but you know, it's kind of like the same spirit.
Same thing, yeah,
of course,
pretty much.
Then we had Shaq, who's a rapper. He's got a video game.
Oh, yeah, Shaq Fu, way back in the day, too.
And
he
of
was
course,
on Sega, I think.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang. They were probably the first,
yeah,
first real rap group that was on a
And I'm certain that the whole group got together and they wanted to make that game. And, you know, like,
they actually did a couple special tracks just specifically for that game. And so a lot of people are still looking for that game because of the soundtrack within that game. And some of those songs are actually hard to find. Not really, because you can look on YouTube. But, I mean, if you want the original, like, it was like a CD slash video game combined into one. Which was a cool thing back then because, well, even though the PS1 back then could play CDs as well as video games, they didn't have one that was combined except for probably the Wu-Tang Clan video game.
Yeah, the Wu-Tang Shaolin Style.
Shaolin Style, yeah, it was cool.
Released for the regular PlayStation.
PlayStation.
In 1999.
Yeah, man. Way back.
Right at the end of the PlayStation's life.
Some of you kids weren't even
almost
born then, so I mean, we're talking to these older kids now. We're not even talking to like kids born in the 80s and 90s pretty much. That were playing this game.
Yeah, so, you know, we're not really certain how this game came along. Maybe we'll have an episode about this.
Yeah,
this
we gotta do a full episode about that. It's too much. It was revolutionary, and it's just so much to talk about when it comes to that game. They changed the world for rappers and entertainers to be in the whole video game in that way. But, as well as you said earlier, Michael Jackson was in a video game prior to that, but he was the hugest star in the world at that time.
And also, there's a Shaq video game.
And Shaq was huge, too.
And you know, that was for the Sega Genesis. So, I mean, he's not a rapper, but he does rap. I don't know. Audience, if you want to put that in your gem books.
Most people don't know that about Shaq, especially the newer Lennies don't really know about Shaq's raps. And that guy actually could rap, though. He didn't suck, you know? I know you kids will say, like, hey, Shaq could rap. He could barely talk. You know, that guy. No, he could rap his butt off, man. He was pretty good.
50 Cent, Bulletproof.
Bulletproof.
Yeah, if you ever played that game, I don't know. Have you played it? Did you ever play that game?
I actually haven't, but I've heard the positive reviews about it. How about you give us a little rundown of what the video game is like? Give us a little plot or a little something so the audience can recognize it, and I myself could recognize what this whole game is. You know, what's the plot of it? What is it about?
Okay, 50 Cent Bulletproof by Genuine Games.
Okay.
Released on the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox in 2005.
Okay, 05. So that's when the war was going on, PS2 versus Xbox. They're at war with each other. They're neck and neck for a greater console.
Yeah.
Eventually, one of them absolutely took over, and we all know which one had the most sales of all consoles of all time. So it was that one. If you don't know the winner, look it up. But, all right, it was PS2, I'll tell you. Spoiler alert. But, okay.
This game features members of the G-Unit Rap Crew as a gang. Dr. Dre plays an arms dealer, so Dr. Dre's in it.
Oh, voiceovers by Dre. Right on. I didn't even know that.
Eminem plays a corrupt police officer.
Eminem. Did you just hear that? Dr. Dre, Eminem, 50 Cent.
DJ Wu Kid.
Wow.
You know who he is, Brenner?
No, but wow.
Wow. So, you know, if you wanted to, Eminem, Dr. Dre, and 50 Cent in a video game.
And actually, that was Eminem's debut in a video game. Probably Dr. Dre's, too.
And probably
all of them. Probably his only one, yeah.
Probably his only one, too.
One and only, yeah.
You got that next one, Runner?
I got
Def Jam, Fight for New York.
But yeah, that one,
which we had a whole episode on.
That is way too much. We're not even going to go into that one because that's the...
Death
that's
Jam
the Holy
Vendetta.
Grail.
That's the Holy Grail of rappers in a video game.
But we do have one that is not too well known as much as others. And this guy's name, everybody knows this guy. I don't even have to, with no introduction, I'll just call him Snoop Dogg. or Snoop Doggy Dogg, or
of course,
you know,
Snoop Dogg's actually been in multiple video games too.
Yeah, yeah. And but his first appearance in a video game we're talking about right here, rappers and video games, and I'm gonna give it to you guys. His first appearance in any video game was called a GTA clone. Can you believe that? A Grand Theft Auto clone.
It was a Grand Theft Auto clone?
It was called True Crime, Streets of LA.
Oh no, that was a real game. Oh, you're right. He it's was in that game.
And he was the first one ever in it. I mean, first one ever. It was his first appearance in a video game.
That's right. So he was. You put in the code and you could be Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. So that was his first one.
It was
one.
A good game. It was kind of like more like Sleeping Dogs.
Or how about Saints Row? Was it like that?
That Saints Row and Grand Theft Auto are more closely
neck
related.
Neck and neck? Okay.
That one was more like...
like Sleepy Dog, like you said. Sleeping Dog. I played that one.
Or Yakuza.
Okay, I played Yakuza as well. So it's more more or less more fighting physically, more of a hand-to-hand combat, more than shooting and blowing things up. Is that what it was? It's more hand-to-hand than actual shooting, or does it have shooting as well?
It's more...
Oh, yeah, it says right here, he was an unlockable character. So he didn't come at launch. You know, you had to unlock him. You had to figure out the code. True Crime, Streets of LA. So what was it more like, Gunner, again?
Yakuza. It was more like Yakuza. Sleeping Dogs, Sifu. It wasn't quite Grand Theft Auto. It was like the perspective was a little different. It was more of just like a beat-em-up. It was a beat-em-up. It was like Grand Theft Auto's kind of, you know, driving and strategy. Mm-hmm. So this one was a beat-em-up. You run around as a cop. You know, you get a dog, I think. That's cool. Good game.
That's cool.
What else do we got?
Well, we know our boy Ice-T. We know a lot about Mr. Ice-T.
Ice-T.
Ice-T as well was in a lot of them. But I think his biggest one was at Vice City. I forget which GTA version it was. But he was in a GTA version. I don't know if it was with... do you know which one it was exactly, Gunner? Because I forget which GTA it was. It could have been Vice City. It could have been San Andreas. I think it might have been San Andreas, actually. Because I don't think he worked with Ray. Master Ray. Rest in peace, Ray Liotta. Did he work with Ray Liotta?
He was in San Andreas.
Okay, see, it was San Andreas. So he was... I forgot what character he played. Can you give us the character, Gutter, as well? Because I forget.
He was the voice on News Radio.
Oh, okay, it was News Radio, guys. See, so he was in there hidden secretly, but
Snoop Dogg was in there too, right?
I'm not sure. Snoop Dogg. Yeah, Snoop. Snoop's the man. I mean, he was in a lot of stuff. Snoop's been all over the place, actually. You know, Snoop right now has Death Row Records, and it's the first rap label to ever have a mariachi band on its rap label. And he does.
Oh, look what I got
if
right
you look
here.
It up, it's cool.
Rockstar
right.
Games reportedly declined a pitch for a live-action GTA adaptation with Eminem in the lead role. While it might be one of the most popular video game franchises, Grand Theft Auto has not yet been given a feature film adaptation.
Well, there's still time. You know, there's still time for that. And there's still time. They should actually do that. I don't understand the reason why they would decline him. I would like to see the reason they declined him. You know, who declined him? And the people at the board, who was the chairman of the board at the time when they declined him, and for which Grand Theft Auto was it? Was it the Grand Theft Auto 5? It might have saved the franchise. I mean, clearly, it doesn't need to be saved. But if you play the game offline mode, it's horrible. I know you guys love it online, and we know you guys like to play online, but it's just, I don't know. I couldn't. If they would have made it more like GTA San Andreas, or even more like GTA Vice City, it would have been a great game. It would have been one of the greatest all time. And hopefully 6 is as great as those two.
So I got a game called, let me see, right here.
Rap Jam?
The Rap Jam.
Oh, that's a basketball
you remember
game.
It? Rap yes, Jam I Volume
do.
1.
I do remember
apparently,
that game.
Apparently,
Ice-T was in there, right?
Flava Flav and Warren G were in it.
Wow. Basketball.
So Warren G, Public Enemy, Queen Latifah, Naughty by Nature, Yo-Yo, LL Cool J, House of Pain.
Dang.
Coolio and Onyx.
Whoa, a lot of classics. You're naming a lot of Hall of Fame rappers right there in a row.
So this game is a basketball game about...
give them the name again so they could go look that up right now.
Rap Jam Volume 1.
Remember, Rap Jam Volume 1.
You might want to YouTube that one because that one's... That one's pretty interesting. You know, you don't even hear about that one
it's
no more.
Like, all right, so it's like probably an NBA Jam clone is what I'm thinking. With some kind of special NBA different kind of rap moves.
For certain.
Yeah, for certain that one is. And so, now, the only, one and only rapper to ever appear on a skateboarding game. You know, on a you know how rare that is? Rappers usually don't know how to skateboard at all or do anything. Except for maybe Pharrell can do it, but he didn't appear on a video game. Yes, I'm talking about Little John. Little John, the guy who owns, like, I think he worked at a skateboarding shop prior to becoming an entertainer or a hip-hop artist or a producer, whatever you want to say. But he's on the Tony Hawk series. The series? All right. So he's on Pro Skater HD, and Jack Black makes an appearance in that one, too.
It's called Pro Skater HD?
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD. And, so he's in the series, though. He's actually been in many of those series, and he's one of the best ones. But you got to unlock him with the password, and guess what? I have the password right here. All right, everybody, you might want to write this down.
All right, let's hear it.
Hip, 2, number 2, D, letter D, and then H-O-P. Hip, 2, D-hop. Or you could beat the whole story on normal difficulty and unlock him and the East Side Boys as well.
Wow. But,
so, yeah, so he's in there, and Little John, if you don't know who Little John is, you better know who he is. That's all I'm saying.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater HD is a 2012 skateboarding video game developed by Robomato and published by Activision, of course. The Pro Skater HD is a high-definition remake of the classics.
Yes.
Of classic levels from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah,
it's like
no.
I bet it was greatest good. Hits. It's like a greatest hits of the old school Tony Hawk's combined into one.
I wasn't too interested in the new remake that they did. It's like
I don't know.
They've messed with the frame rate.
It doesn't look right.
They messed with the mechanics. Like, you don't move right. You move, like, a little too fast or something.
So, Gunner, what console was this video game available on?
Xbox 360.
Only? Was it exclusive? Or
And PlayStation 3, of course, you know.
Okay. Wow, I never even heard of this.
It also came on Steam, you know, for that time.
I heard of Little John, so.
So, yeah, so Little John is in the HD remake of Tony Hawk. That's pretty cool. It's a pretty good one. Good find. All right, we got J. Cole in NBA 2K. So, J. Cole, NBA 2K23, the Dreamer Edition.
Yeah. 23? Oh, he's in the brand new one. Wow, that's the latest version.
J. Cole signed to play professional basketball with the Shooting Stars, the Scarborough Shooting Stars of the Canadian Elite Basketball League.
Canada. Oh, okay, that makes more sense. So, I was like, how is he going to keep up with John Moran and, you know, all these big-name guys, you know, the beard, and how is he going to keep up with all these guys, you know, LeBron and
J. Cole, you know. J. Cole in NBA 2K, and then he's in the Canadian Basketball League. This guy must be very passionate about basketball. I'm not too certain who J. Cole is.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
Audience out there, are you fans of J. Cole?
I'm not a huge fan, but I'm familiar with his stuff. He has good work, and hopefully if his rap ethic is as hard as his basketball ethic, then he could be all right. I mean, the other way around, vice versa. But you know what I mean. If he could do it like that, then he might be all right in basketball. All right, everybody.
All right, everybody. We got 21 Savage.
Def Jam. Oh, okay.
Call of Duty had 21 Savage and Snoop Dogg in there.
Whoa. Which version of Call of Duty is this? Because
Modern Warfare Part 2.
Wow.
So Call of Duty had Snoop Dogg and 21 Savage. I'm not too certain 21 Savage is.
Yeah, I heard of 21 Savage as well.
I ain't gonna lie. He looks like a punk. But don't mind my opinion, everybody. If you like 21 Savage, go ahead and check out Call of Duty Modern Warfare Part 2 because he is a character. Rapper is seen rocking black shades and a backwards baseball cap throughout the game. 21's operator bundle is also available in Call of Duty Warzone 2.0.
Call of Duty. And now, let's talk about a huge rapper. And he's been in all the video games already. You know, like, everybody knows that he was in Def Jam, and we're not even going to talk about Def Jam because there's two, that is just rap only. That's, like we said, it's the freaking holy grail of rap and rappers in video games. And so, I'll talk about this one instead. Busta Rhymes. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Busta Rhymes.
Yes.
And what was he in? His first video game, Celebrity Deathmatch, the Claymation series, ran on MTV. I know you guys, well, a lot of kids out there don't remember this, but they used to just get celebrities together in a friendly little deathmatch. Like, if you guys remember the TV series Gumby, oh no, they're too young for that too. Well, I can't really compare it to much else because Claymation isn't around a lot no more. But they did have a series in MTV with Claymation called Celebrity Deathmatch, and they would get celebrities from here and there and left and right and everywhere. So Busta Rhymes was the first rapper and maybe only rapper in that show, that video game, Celebrity Deathmatch.
Yeah, so Busta Rhymes
2003
was in this game. You know, it came out for the PC, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 1, probably Nintendo 64 in there somewhere. But it's, you know, it is what it is. It's a one versus one MTV Celebrity Deathmatch TV show turned into a video game.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes is in it, everybody. This game came out in 2003, and it was published by Gotham Games. You know?
Gotham Games, that's really cool. Batman.
So, I played it. The mechanics are so terrible, but it is fun to see all these celebrities in video game form beating each other up. And there's lots of cool blood and lots of cool weapons to hit each other with. So,
yeah, that's super cool.
If you got an emulator, go ahead and get that game and check it out because it is pretty fun. I ain't going to lie.
That does sound cool.
Marilyn Manson's in it. Mr. T. You know, like crazy people. Nicki Minaj... she was also Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Travis Scott was in Fortnite, of course. We remember that, the Fortnite event where he was a giant hologram.
And super cool.
All you did was, like, they'd give you these trampolines or, like, these warps that you could jump up. And yeah, it was
that's cool.
It was
that's
pretty
a crazy
cool.
It
was
game.
It was like the first communal video game event, like, ever created, where they had an actual live concert built into this video game and debuted in a video game.
Dang.
By this rapper, Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
And I don't know Travis Scott. I know that.
I don't know his stuff. I know of him, but I don't know his stuff either.
He had that concert where all those people died because they were taking drugs. I know that.
And
he was still rapping while people were dying.
Well, how can you not listen to that without taking drugs?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's
seriously.
Pretty hard to hear.
But that's beyond the point. The point is that he made his debut in a video game with Fortnite by implementing a live concert of him in the video game. And in the video game, you'd log in and it would say, Travis Scott concert, do you want to join? I think it lasted for like a day or two or
a
weekend.
That's really cool. Yeah.
So you jump in.
That's a long time, though. Of course you start shooting people or doing heavy drugs. Like, how else are you going to stay awake for a couple days in a row?
Fortnite.
That's too long.
So on the game, it was weird, though, because you weren't able to shoot each other. It was kind of just a party, so you just jump everywhere and, like, build things. It's pretty weird, but I thought it was interesting because it's a fun way to have, like, community video game time.
I'll say, and another one. Here we go. We got one. It's called DJ Heroes back in 2009. It was popular. I think it was strictly, might have been a PlayStation thing. But the reason I brought it up, it's not rappers, but it is rappers at the same time. Because these are mixed legends, creators. And their names are Grandmaster Flash and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Everybody knows who those guys are. And they created their own original mixes just for this game specifically. So, and it would come with a little mixing board. And you would, like, press the buttons on the little turntable. You know, a little turntable, a record for kids that don't know what a turntable is. A record on a spinner. Anyways, it's hard to explain. But what you would press, it's like Guitar Hero, but with a turntable. And so you press the buttons and... Yeah, it had original mixes by Grandmaster Flash and DJ Jazzy Jeff, two Hall of Fame DJs that helped create hip-hop throughout the lifetime. And they had songs like Jay-Z songs and had Tupac Shakur songs and all kinds of popular, great hip-hop music. So that was another. They are considered rappers because they're part of the hip-hop game and they DJed for some great rappers. So that was another one. And,
pretty cool. All right. Yeah. So we also got Kanye West.
Kanye West.
So I got this little story right here. Let me try to run it down as fast as I can. Back in 2015, Kanye said he wanted to create a video game named Only One, which he wanted Nintendo to develop. It didn't happen. But now they made Kanye's The College Dropout, which was a Lego inspired and exclusive to computers. The video game also comes with a CD of... his songs and a collectible figure.
Really cool.
And it was created by an artist named Donovan, who is also known as the Canvas Don, but it is unclear what affiliation Kanye has with this video game. Might have just been made about himself.
Sounds good. Sounds
college like dropout video game. Game or only one video game?
I'm interested.
Check it out.
Okay, so now, let me get back to the early days, okay? This is the beginning. This guy was probably one of the first rappers ever on a video game. But, like Gunner said, is he really considered a rapper or is he a basketball player? I'm talking about Shaquille O'Neal. And Shaq Fu was released in 1994. But what we didn't talk about is that the sequel came out. What? The sequel? That's why I brought it back up. And the reason I brought it back up is in the sequel, it was released in 2018, and they called it this, Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn, with Barack Obama and Kanye West, as well as you were mentioning, making cameos in the DLC. The downloadable content did have Barack Obama, the president, and Kanye West. The name of the game is called Shaq Fu, A Legend Reborn, Part 2. It came out, so we're talking about 94 to 2018. It came out
2018. I kind of remember it. So Obama's in it?
Barack Obama is in it, and Kanye West.
What the heck?
So they're playable characters in the DLC, of course.
I got Get On The Mic on PlayStation 2.
Get On The Mic.
Karaoke style, 8 Mile kind of gimmick. Like, I guess you play, like, the 8 Mile rap battles.
Yeah.
But it's a karaoke video game, much like all the karaoke video games of the PlayStation 2. This game did come out for the PlayStation 2, but it had Snoop Dogg in it again. It's another video game that Snoop made.
Dang you, Snoop.
It's like, you know, it's a DJ hero, but it's got Snoop Dogg. You know.
A lot of Snoop stuff.
Pretty cool.
He is snooping it up.
You know, we got the Def Jam video games, all of them. We got Rapstar, Fight for New York, Vendetta. These games are packed.
Yeah. Oh, man. Those games have everything. Everybody. Packed. All of them.
Grand Theft Auto, also, we said, is packed. All right, everybody. You know.
That's pretty much, that almost covers it, right? I mean, there's not too many more. Wow, we covered a lot of ground here, and we pretty much told you guys all.
We got
unless there's a bonus.
B-Boy had Eric B and Rakim's.
Rakim?
Don't Sweat the Technique.
Yeah, that was cool.
Alcoholics Make Room and Biz Marquees.
And Biz
Something
Mad.
For the Radio.
All right.
So it's an immersive breakdancing game.
Oh, it's their songs. With their songs soundtrack. In it, well, know. They're not, but their they're not songs actually are still in it.
Those are just some extra tidbit ones.
Yeah.
Mark Echo's Getting Up, Content Under Pressure, which is a tagging game. Wow. You know, featuring voice work from heavyweights like Talib Kweli and RZA.
RZA.
The game was also just Riz. Just like a Grand Theft Auto type game, you know?
Yeah.
Run around, but you tag, I guess. Prepper the Rapper had some rappers
in it. I didn't
even
know that Def Jam Icon came out in 2007, and it was the... And everybody was saying how bad it was. It was the worst game in the whole series. I never even played that one. I don't know what the heck that one was about. But, yeah, that's just a little side note, too.
All right, everybody. That is kind of it. But before we end this segment, we're going to talk about hip-hop's 10 biggest gamers. I found this off of the Hanaha website. You can go check it out. The new hip-hop news. So, let's start off with Schoolboy Q, who is a video game person. He loves Nintendo 64 throwbacks like GoldenEye and Mortal Kombat and Mario.
All right, now let's go on to Logic.
Logic.
Logic likes Naughty Dog classics such as Uncharted 4, The Last of Us, and he was even in a Mario Kart, he introduces Mario Kart in one of his shows when he plays shows. And he looks like a Lenny.
Yeah, Post Malone also is a video game guy. He loves Call of Duty, and he's got a Call of Duty Twitch. So you can go ahead and check that out.
And he screams out, "I will bleep and murder you all."
Yeah, that's his famous lines when he's cussing people out on Call of Duty. That game does inspire a lot of cuss words.
It does.
Lil Yachty. I guess he's on Twitch too. He's also playing Call of Duty. He's playing games like Call of
and
Duty.
And then the big one we all know.
Snoopy Double D.
Snoop Dogg, and we all know he's a huge Madden player. We've all seen the memes of him getting mad at Madden and cussing out.
Madden on Twitch for Snoop.
Yeah, Madden on Twitch.
Snoop. I'd imagine his kids and his nephews are all on Madden on Twitch,
yeah, they're all
too,
Madden. You know? Now, they could probably whip him, but...
T-Pain.
T-Pain.
We got T-Pain. He's a studying video game development. So T-Pain is trying to take it the extra mile.
Pretty cool.
That he can easily spend 16 hours on video games, he explained to Vice magazine.
That is two in a row?
T-Pain, I guess he's a connoisseur. He plays a lot of video games. Mm. Overview is one of his games that he plays. He's putting out on Twitch while he's playing Overview. If you want to see T-Pain.
Yeah, Overview is crazy. Now we got Vince Staples.
Vince Stupid Ass Staples.
Vince Stupid
the Big
Staples.
Fish Theory rapper.
And all he plays is, of course, Mortal Kombat 1 and Farmville and...
dressing babies and dressing ladies.
Yeah.
I heard he also plays designing purses. He's an NBA 2K player, so you can catch him on his Twitch playing NBA 2K. That is Vince Staples, everybody. And the game.
Of course he plays.
He's not in a video game, but he's Mr. Madden. I guess 09 was his.
You know what? He was ranked number 6 in the world. Man, he could whip me in some Madden. That's what that means.
He was ranked number six
in the world in 09 Madden. That's pretty amazing.
Oh, that was a good one.
His record was 174 wins and only 31 losses. Wow. That guy really played the heck out of Madden.
And it appears that today he's even still giving the putting on the hurt to the Madden community.
Yeah, he's still kicking
butt.
He's
UK's top 100 players.
I challenge you to whip my ass in some Madden game.
All right, everybody out there, you know, that's what we got for you.
About Waka Flocka Laka Baka?
Whoa, what did you say?
Waka Flocka.
This is a family-friendly show, Runner.
But Waka Flocka, he does play a lot of Call of Duty 2 and Black Ops, and he's online too. You could catch him. And what about Guadalupe Frisco?
Guadalupe Fiasco. Oh, not him. Oh, Lupe Fiasco. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he plays a lot. He loves Street Fighter, and I think that's it. But he's good at Street Fighter. So, all right, that'll complete our list of...
That is our list.
And that's all the rappers we have. Everybody, we did it. We covered you guys. If we didn't cover you, rappers...
We hope you got to your destination safe, or if you had to pause the show because it's an hour long, we hope you got to your destination and back home safely. All while listening to the Runner Gunner video game podcast.
We do. We just drive safely. Watch out for the slippery slopes. And watch out for those crazy maniac drivers out there. And if you're one of them, be a safe maniac.
It's Black History Month, everybody. Go ahead and grab your blackest friend and give him a hug.
Yeah.
It is Black History Month.
The black of the berry.
Thank you, Martin Luther King.
We love black women. We love...
Thank you, Shaquille O'Neal.
We love their culture.
Thank you, George Washington Carver.
Thanks, Michael Jordan.
Thank you, Rosa Parks.
Thank MLK, you. Shout out.
You know, we just want to say shout out to the black community and all that they bring. I know that the rap.
Shout out Barack Obama.
The rap world and the black community world, they go hand in hand. We just want to say God bless every one of us. God bless
Chris
you.
Rock.
Everybody out there, it is Monday morning. We got
to
take a quick commercial break again.
To Kevin Hart and
we'll
Cat
come
Williams.
Back. We'll be closing the show. But we want to say also St. Patty's. St. Patty's is next month.
Don't forget to flip those hamburger patties for St. Patty's on your grill. Get it going, everybody. Get those parties ready. Get those green beers ready. And ladies, get your green thongs out. Hey. No, everybody out there, just get
all right,
ready.
You maniacs.
Or else I'm going to pinch you.
I'm going to take a quick little break.
Our RNG maniacs out there.
RNG maniacs will take a quick break. And you'll be back. We'll be back.
We still got the rundown to go.
Yes. And go ahead and watch our new segment, which is YouTube exclusive. We got a YouTube exclusive show.
Oh, yeah, it's out there.
Coming out. So go ahead and check that out.
Check it out.
And remember, tell your friends about us because we're trying to get somewhere. We're trying to make a point. We're trying to make a statement.
The creation is in process.
Yes. We are creating a movement, everybody. This is the revolution.
The revolution.
Podcast revolution. The beginning of Web 3.0, everyone. This is Monday morning.
Good Monday to you.
Take a sip, have some breakfast.
And stay awesome.
We'll be all
right, everybody,
back.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Yep. After these commercial breaks.
After.
Oh, wait, I forgot the more rapper. He was.
Mr. X.
Why do you always haunt me?
Mr. X. Jake's.
I'm gonna call my mommy.
Mr. X.
Leave me alone. I hate being stalked by you.
Mr. X.
I'm calling the authorities immediately.
Welcome back, everybody. We got some celebrity birthdays for you.
Celebrity birthdays.
Erykah Badu, happy birthday. February 26th.
Michael Bolton. And happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Michael Bolton. Teresa Palmer. Happy birthday, Teresa Palmer.
And Rika Tiyup Igubaraga Jin.
Happy birthday, Rahika Tarakaburuka Dagen. Greg German. Our German friends.
Happy birthday, Los Hermanos.
The Ailman, Greg German, happy birthday.
Natalia La Frucadume, happy birthday to you.
Johnny Cash had a birthday, February 26th.
All right, a big one. Bill Duke. The Duke had a birthday.
The Duke.
Jackie to the moon,
Gleason.
Ellis.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Happy birthday, and happy birthday, Jason Momoa, Fishman.
Lindsay Lohan, you psychopathic hottie.
Miley Cyrus and Lindsay Lohan have the same birthday.
Freaking Jr. What's up, Robert Downey Jr.? You were pretty freaking awesome as Iron Man, and you actually acted with one of the greatest comedians of all time.
Robert Downey Jr.
acted with, No respect.
Rodney Dangerfield.
No respect. There we go.
That's what I meant. Yeah, happy birthday. Lindsay Lohan, Miley Cyrus, and Robert Downey Jr., all born on the 26th.
Wow,
isn't
really?
Isn't that weird?
So if Lindsay Lohan and Miley Cyrus had a baby, would it be born on the 26th too?
It might be. But they'd have to have babies both with Robert Downey Jr.
Okay. And then they all have a four-way birthday.
Yeah, see? It works.
Four-way birthday, all right. Well, all right, everybody. Yeah.
All right, everybody. So that was our birthday shout-outs. Nice recap of the show. Beer of the month is Rathaus.
Rathaus.
From the Black Forest of Germany.
German.
Rathaus beers. You can go ahead and get them at Total Wine and More. You could also find them potentially at BevMo. Let's go ahead and get that beer. It is delicious.
We talked
about rappers in video games.
Rappers.
Because there is rappers and they are in video games. And no one's talking about it, but we just did because we're the Runner and Gunner video game podcast. We're talking about serious stuff here. So we talked about rappers in video games. Eminem, who would have thought?
Eminem.
50% bulletproof.
And we talked about Mortal Kombat 1 and the new DLC, right?
Yeah, the new DLC, I guess Peacemaker.
Peacemaker from the new DLC. And we talked about the hottest hot sauces that are hot in your hot country of United States of America during winter. Who would have thought? Heat in the winter, right? Everybody needs some heat. Might as well warm up with a bottle of hot sauce.
Everybody out there, we got to go. But before we go, we just want to tell you to have a great Monday, you know.
Enjoy yourselves.
Don't let your problems weigh you down. You know, if you have an imagination of where you want to go ahead and fulfill that. You know, it's not going to hurt anybody.
Get there. And if you have some goals and you have them set, make sure you do them. If you have something you're doing for Lent, make sure you do that and don't freaking fail. Hold on to that Lent thing because we know Lent is coming out. Everything's going to go crazy. I mean, you know, if you still have your New Year's goals, resolutions, all that stuff, we want you guys to improve your resolutions and keep on going with them. Just stay strong, stay positive, go the right directions, and we just want everybody to enjoy themselves and be entertained and fulfill your life with happiness and greatness.
Yeah, you know, everybody make eye contact with the people you're talking to, you know. Show them that you're listening. Show them that you're connecting.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, make connections out there, you know, open yourself up, open your heart up to love, be inspired. You know, we're all creators here, and we just want you to tell you that you need to start thinking about what you want to create and where you want to be in the future. So everybody out there, just have yourself a great Monday. Think about the good things in life. Tell yourself some good things. Be good to yourself. Be good to your brain because you know, all trillions of your cells are listening to what you're saying.
Every day.
So, and then, you know, you got to just be the strongest version of yourself. And that goes without saying. At least it should.
Always. Always stay positive. Stay strong. No matter how things may get or how bad things can be. Yeah. There's always a good side to things. There's always an upside. Because if you're listening right now, that means you open your eyes today. And that means you're breathing and looking at the clouds and the sky and the moon and the stars and the sun.
Yes.
Which means you're alive.
You're alive.
And so be thankful for that. And that's always a great thing. As long as we're here on Earth, we're going to stay and remain in a positive force. So everybody out there, we got to go.
Focus
this
on others.
This is the end of the show. But before we go, we still have the greatest, best part of the
best
show.
Best part of the show.
The greatest.
The greatest part.
That we love to call...
The two-minute rundown!
Oh, everybody, March Madness is among us, okay? College basketball is still going crazy. We got Purdue's. We got all kinds of... colleges going at it. It's going to be insane. It's going to be psycho madness next month. And so we got the NBA going on. National basketball.
Yeah.
We still got the Lakers, the Clippers, everybody fighting for position. What about Curry? Still fighting for position. Everybody's trying to get in it. Celtics, Minnesota, all kinds of craziness going on. NHL! Los Angeles Kings are still trying to maintain and kick some butt. And don't forget, the USL, FL, and the XFL merge is coming next month. So everybody be ready for that. Yes, I said it. USFL and XFL are merging.
Thank you, The Rock.
Next month.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
And what else do we got in the world of entertainment?
Don't forget about the Golden Knights who are gilding this year in the Pacific Division of the NHL. Also, we had the opening season of MLB. It's happening.
That's right.
It's starting.
That's right. Spring training begins
Spring training.
Now.
That's what it's
Ohtani.
Called.
Ohtani.
Ohtani
is getting ready.
He is
Yamamoto
getting ready.
Yamamoto getting ready.
And he's not going to be pitching
Dodgers,
this season, right?
Angels.
Am I correct?
DH only now. They're strictly going to use him as DH. But it might be a mistake or be a blessing.
Hey,
who knows?
10 years, you know, you can't just blow him out the very first year.
Ohtani might just hit 67 home runs. We don't know.
That'll be better than... old boy, right? Old boy from New York. The old Dodger. Old Dodger.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Bambi.
Yeah.
The big Bambi.
Big Bambi.
Is he going to break the Bambino's record, Ohtani?
Oh, you're talking about big boy. Oh, man.
Has he already broken the record?
For pitching and hitting? You're talking about the Babe?
For hitting.
The big Babe?
Does
the
Ohtani
Babe?
Have
the
more,
Mr. Ruth?
Does Ohtani have more home runs than Babe Ruth?
Baby Ruth? Talking about Baby Ruth?
Everybody,
man,
the NBA is here.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
LeBron James, he don't care
LeBron
about winning
James.
The championship. He cares about making certain that Curry doesn't
Curry
win the championship.
Doesn't win crap.
He don't want him to win nothing, and that's how it's going to be. The La Liga, everybody, La Liga.
La Liga Loca.
Real Madrid is the capital.
Madrid.
It is taking over.
España.
Girona, Barcelona.
Girona.
Atletico Madrid.
Athletic Club. Out of nowhere. How did the Athletic Club make it there?
How did the Athletic Club make
what
it there?
What in the world is going on?
Everybody out there, is the Runner Gunner Video Game Podcast. We're here for you. We got news coming. You know, SAG Awards are coming up.
SAG Awards.
Be sure to watch those, you know.
Get ready for that.
Royal Rumble. Is it Royal Rumble?
Royal Rumble
happened.
Rumble.
What are we talking about? The Royal Rumble happened last night.
Let them know,
you should go ahead.
It was pretty amazing, actually.
No, it happened last week. My bad. What am I saying?
Oh.
Anyways.
Well, it was still amazing. Who won? Roman Reigns. Who's going to fight Roman Reigns for the championship title?
The Rock is back. You know,
The Rock is back.
The Rock
is back. Man, The Rock must be about 100 years old now. But he can still kick butt. He's still big. I mean, I can't say too much. He could probably break my neck with one snap.
So
but
Aquaman,
he's still back.
Aquaman broke the records for the biggest MCU movie this year. You know, of course,
really
there wasn't very many movies, but it did. It did a good job. It was a flop at first. And it came up with a little back end, so
that's kind of cool.
Check it. But out this is the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
Wait, you mean the movie last year? Because this year it just begun. So last year,
you
broke the record.
Last year.
Okay. Well, what about Sonic? Was kind of cool.
Sonic was dope, and Sonic
and Mario
3 is
was
coming
cool.
out.
Mario was cool too. So, oh yeah, Sonic 3, and it's confirmed that they brought Jim Carrey out of retirement.
Jim Carrey's back
just to do Sonic only. He only wants to be Dr. Robotnik / Eggman, which is cool, man.
Yeah.
That shows how much love Jim Carrey has for video games.
Because those are his rules. He don't make sequels, you know, and he don't make franchises or cartoons.
But so how much love does he have for Sonic? That's so cool.
It's
you
good.
Know,
it's
it really
good for the
is
kids.
Cool.
It's a nice movie. It's a little boring, but, you know, it's nice. You know, it's not all Lennied out.
Yeah.
you know. But everybody go ahead and watch it in your movie theaters. Tell your friends about us. We're the only podcast doing what we do. We're the only podcast playing you licensed music. We're the only podcast that's free. These commercials that we put in the podcast, they're jokes. Mr. X, you'll meet him someday.
But yeah, he's not around right now. For a while, yeah.
It's a joke,
He goes into hibernation, and then he comes out every now and then. But he's there. He's around.
We're just messing with you.
Don't know who Mr. X is.
Audience, next week, we're going to be having a bigger show. We're getting better at this.
Bigger, greater.
We're getting more equipment. Thank you for, staying tuned every week.
Thanks for your loyalty.
As we grow, we're going to continue to be here every Monday morning. This is the Monday morning podcast,
Monday
everybody.
Monday morning.
Stay safe out there. Drive safe. It might be slippery, wet, oily weather, but you're going to stay safe. Drive like an old man. Drive like an old lady. Kiss your partners. Grab them by the hand. Spin round and round.
Yeah.
Runner, how about you tell them how to have a great week this week?
Well, it's pretty simple to have a great week this week. All you got to do is complete all your tasks, first off. Then, go home and eat a bomb steak. Eat a big old giant steak. And then the rest of the week, you could eat healthy. Eat some vegetables and don't throw too many oils into those vegetables. And just make sure that you show love and compassion to your families, your friends, and your loved ones. The ones that you care about the most and the ones that have cared about you the most. Show them the same compassion that you would feel that you want back to them. And if you do that, I'm pretty sure your week is going to turn out awesome.
That's right. All right, everybody. We got to go.
We got to go.
Stay safe. God bless you. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless you.
Feel all the blessings.
God bless you.
God bless you all.
In Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, everybody. All right. Have a good Monday.
And if you have a good Monday, then you can have a
great life.
Forever.
I feel like we should have them give them a song before we leave.
Yeah, let's give them a little.
What song?
A little super goodbye, good night.
You got
a little nighty night. How about that one?
How about that one?
Well, producers, what do you guys suggest? That one? All right, fine. Yeah,
everybody.
That's what they want.
Have a good morning.
Okay, that's fine. But I want. But. Get him. They're muting my mic. What the? They muted.
Hey, who let Uncle Lenny in?
They muted Ronald's mic.
Hey, guys. It's me. Uncle Lenny.
Uncle Lenny, get the heck out of here.
Get him.
I got him.
Get him.
Here, get him. Oh.
Hell out of it.
Yeah. All right, he's out now. Hey, who turned off my mic? Oh, all right. You turned it off? Back on? Okay. Oh, I didn't really want to say nothing much. I just want to say have a great Monday, everybody. Hopefully you didn't hear all that confusion in the background. Great day.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, get him! Get him! Get him! Grab him!
Get him out of here!
Get him! Got him?
Yeah. Get him out of here!
Security, here, hold on. Let me. Security, don't let that guy back in. Security. I think we're good. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Solid.
Running Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during or close segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.